Good evening. Welcome to DIPAM. It's a very special moment for us this evening because last night we could not imagine how to prepare all the oil lamps today and decoration. So it's so nice that you join us with the bad roads coming to Kulapalayam. It's really, really beautiful. It was amazing today to prepare, and our team, the children, and many volunteers had together. Thank you, everybody. Our children prepared over weeks a very beautiful performance. I hope you appreciate it, because they all have some kind of special needs, and it was really hard work for them. They will do some singing and a short performance of their yoga class and some dance at the end. Please enjoy.
Yeah. Well,
he helped us for many years. He's keep coming to Deepam and helping us. So whatsoever happens, he is with us.
The second song is a very beautiful one. Who is there who doesn't love the little mistress Krishna? His pranks are so famous, and whoever thinks of those pranks, they will just immerse in that ocean. The song tells us the dialogue between Ma Yasoda and young Krishna. On a sunny day, Krishna wants to go out deep into the forest with his friends to rear the cattle and to play. Being a hot sunny day and the distance is too far from home, Ma Yasoda puts forth different reasons before him to prevent him going. But this little Krishna breaks all those bribing and threatening with suitable answers. First, she bribes him with sugar candies, sweet milk, and fresh butter. He refuses all those nice eatables and insists on going and playing with his friends. He also gives her a reason that the cattle are to be reared. Further, promises her to come back soon. The first reason. Now the second time, she threatens him that on the banks of river Yamuna, thieves will be hiding and they will beat them all. The answer given by Krishna is so mind-boggling. He tells her, I am the greatest thief. So he says that he can handle the worldly thieves suitably. Third, this time the threat came in the form of wild animals roaming under the mountain Govardhan. His immediate answer proves his braveness. He replies with confidence that he will face them because they too want to have his darshan. Finally, her shaft comes in the form of his father, the king Nandagopan. If he asks for Krishna, what answer can she give? This great ruler of mankind pleads her to inform his father that he is playing outside on the road with his playmates. But any time he'll be at home if a call arises. And in the end, the little mischievous Krishna runs away as though he got his mom's permission.
Thank you.
There will be a short dance performance after, very beautiful, I find. And until they are dressed, our girls, I would like simply to tell for the ones who don't know our program very well, and some of you, I see there's many new people who have never been here, what we are doing at DIPAM. Just briefly, we have a home page, dipam-oroville.in, if somebody's more interested, or visit us another time if you want to see our place and our work at daytime. But briefly, just to let you know, we are working since 25 years with special children from Kilapalayam village, and we started under the trees near the Oroville Bakery in this village with a very small program, which was a playground at free afternoons. And many volunteers and many people have contributed to our program over the years. So we gradually grew up. And nowadays we run basically a daycare center, which is like a school for children. The youngest right now is 4 years in our program. And then for the older ones, you have seen we have actually a number of adults, because a few are still with us from that time, from under the trees, the ones who could not get independent for several reasons. And so we also need to do something for the older ones. What we do very early is to train them a lot of handicrafts, all of them, and manual skills and social skills. And some of you have been here in February for the inauguration of this building and also for our 25th birthday celebration. So this is actually our vocational training center. Of course, we put many things in the cupboard and away, but there is a beautiful saw and different material for handicrafts. We are doing woodwork and a lot of jewelry and greeting cards and floating candles, and I'm macrame a lot nowadays. Kati, our occupational therapist, who is doing the vocational training with Babu together, she's unfortunately right now in France for an emergency. So we are trying to cater from adults to children, education, medical help. And one of our main work is also the early intervention program for babies and small children who come in the mornings mainly with their parents for therapies. So it's quite a full plate what we have, and many, many different things. And what is really beautiful is that we are still like a family. And the atmosphere of our children and the team. Enjoy the dance. Until the children are fully ready, Bhuvana will tell just a few words about the Shiva festival today, the meaning of the Dipam, Kartika Dipam celebration. Come, Bhuvana.
Today is the day of light, a special light that manifests every year on this full moon day to deliver the mankind from ignorance to knowledge. Tamasoma Jyoti Gamaya. Light is the one everybody loves to have always, but often in the hands of nature, we are always pulled back to darkness or inconscient state. But the Savior's hand is coming forward in the form of festivals like Deepavali, Kartikeya Deepam, that is today, Christmas, etc., etc. There are the reminders to the mankind that even though one is in the abyss, there is light to save. As you all know, in South India, Thiruvannamalai is the mountain which is the symbol of light or fire. Lord Shiva appeared in the form of a huge pillar of fire and revealed the truth that there is an unquenched fire in all of us and it is eternal. To retain or to recall this truth, In our tradition, we used to have bonfire either on this same day, today, or the very next day in front of local temples. We call this as Chokkapanai. In my younger days, my grandma used to say that burn your impurities in this temple bonfire. God will take them, burn them, and in return, He will give you the pure white ash, that is, the purity of mind. Everything is symbolic, and if we receive the exact truth behind them, then these festivals will be very full, very meaningful. By celebrating the festivals, we are anchoring ourselves in the divine. So let us celebrate this day of life with such awareness. Let all the impurities embedded deep inside get burnt in this pure form of Shiva. Happy Kartikai to all of you from Deepam School.
Actually, they forgot one song before. Yeah. So please join us. Most of you will know it. It's about the little light of mine. And we are really proud of the ones who did the dance. I just tell you, few of them, you know, since many years, and some could not do even a simple step some years ago. They really grow up so much, and they have acquired so many skills that we are really, really proud. Please, after, come with us to the main building. There will be a snack and some juice. Please join us. Enjoy the night and the beautiful night in between the rains. Thank you so much. Romba vandha romba romba nandri.